is threatened. The special counsel in the Biden classified documents case has taken heat from both sides at a congressional hearing on his investigation. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 146 points, while the NASDAQ is down 88 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos. A better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
He's gone from reporting on the sidelines to making sense of the headlines. It's the Michelle Tafoya podcast on the Salem Podcast Network.
There are people, Democrat operatives, that are saying, things are not looking good. Maybe Mr. Biden needs to bow out. Maybe the president needs to take a look at what's best for the party and say, you know what? I'm not going to run again.
Subscribe to the Michelle Tafoya podcast today on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams, your Alabama personal injury attorney with the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert all day long with the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been enjoying a string of pretty nice days this week, but we do have a late-week storm system on the way. Today, though, the warming trend continues, high 76 with a good bit of sun mixed in with some clouds. The nights are also starting to moderate. Tonight's low down to about 50. We'll be near 80 on Thursday with a good bit of sun. The risk of scattered showers and storms returning after midnight on Thursday night. Widespread rain and storms on Friday and periods of showers and storms over the weekend. Rainfall totals could be excessive. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
1819 News.
The city of Foley is expanding its nature preserve with the use of a $5 million federal grant. The Graham Creek Nature Preserve already consists of 660 acres. The city of Foley plans to purchase enough land to double the size of that park, as well as incorporate the banks of Wolf Bay. The money being used for this expansion comes from GOMESA, which stands for the Gulf of Mexico Energy Security Act. This is the third GOMESA grant for this particular nature preserve. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grocery Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A man accused of murdering a five-year-old child, Kamari Holland, is going to plead guilty this week at a courthouse in Russell County. Jeremy Williams was charged with the murder of Holland as well as her sexual assault after her death. The little girl was reported missing by her mother back in December of 2021. Crystal Sipple is the mother, and she claimed her daughter disappeared from the home overnight. Williams was identified as a suspect after having previously lived with Sipple and the little girl. Williams also has a history of child abuse with accusations dating as far back as 2009. The mother, Sipple, is also facing charges for the human trafficking of her daughter to Williams. A nonprofit organization designed to help new mothers is expanding to Lee and Autauga counties. The Gift of Life Foundation has already been serving in six other Alabama counties for the past 15 years. The Nurse to Family Partnership will connect new mothers to registered nurses during the pregnancy and up to the first 2 years of the baby's life. The nurse will advise on home environment, health care, child care, and other necessary skills. The service is free to those who qualify for Medicaid, SNAP, and the WIC programs. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Major General Mike Summerall, former Adjutant General of the Alabama National Guard, urging the Alabama State Legislature to pass the Veterans Access to Care Bill. Both VA medical facilities and private clinics are failing our veterans, who are dying by suicide at twice the rate of non-veterans, and experiencing opioid overdoses in increasing numbers. This legislation will give veterans and their families access to specialized care they need and deserve.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile. What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223. When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We appreciate you listening to the show. If you want to, you know, join in the conversation, the kitchen table conversation, we might say.
Sometimes,
you know, we
have
said
kitchen table
conversations before it became the backdrop du jour.
We did, didn't we? I think somebody should build us our own kitchen table.
We could have a kitchen table studio.
Could we have a kitchen table studio?
We need that.
KSS.
I want a working kitchen, though.
KS squared. Oh, do you? So
women,
I can get up and make
you
sandwiches.
Can cook us something.
I can make tacos.
Oh, that'd be good. Some tacos with some
chocolate. We could have Taco Tuesdays.
Chocolate chip cookies afterwards.
I would absolutely, if anyone's listening out there and you want to make us a kitchen table studio, I will make lunch for us. Even grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Ooh, I don't know about tomato soup. Can you make it into a chili?
I can make it chili.
Okay.
But if you call it chili soup, we're done being friends.
Yeah, I don't do chili soup.
I like tomato soup.
I like tomato soup, too.
I like tomato pie.
Tomato soup is good if you leave it on too long.
I knew I loved you so much.
And it becomes ketchup.
Thank you. I love you, too.
Maybe we should grow a garden. Maybe somebody should let us grow a garden if we have a kitchen table studio.
That's a good plan. All right. We'll work on it. We'll work on it. What are you bringing to this scenario, Allison?
Wisdom.
Being the plug, knowing all the people. General awesomeness.
I'm not a bad question. Oh, I thought you were talking about like cooking.
Yeah, in our kitchen table.
Let's see.
Thing.
She knows
Give
how to
me
work
a minute
the phone.
To think about what I do well in the kitchen.
Are you the person that used to have like the stacks of to-go menus in your like drawer?
No. I cook.
Just not very well.
It's just not.
Hey, Jared, can you answer right now?
Is there anything she cooks well?
I actually enjoy cooking, but the problem is when you have 4 kids and they all get old enough to be opinion-y, and I was not one that made a bunch of different, like, you eat.
You don't just say eat it.
But it's, you spend all this time and you cook, and then they're like, and I'm like,
I'm out. I'm done.
Y'all on your own.
So you enjoy cooking, they just don't enjoy eating.
And maybe it's me, Scott. I don't know if that's what you're implying.
Maybe it's not your
maybe
spiritual
it's my
gift.
Cooking.
Maybe.
Look, I try.
Let's go to Eric the dog. Eric, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. ¿Cómo está?
Bien. I'm going to learn how to say misogyny in Espanol.
Well, you don't know. I don't know.
Making mine flare up. Well, I'll look it up. I hate to see y'all suffer. I hate to see women in large groups suffer. So I vote against the suffrage for women. That's a way of being compassionate and fair.
Absolutely. Stop women's suffrage.
Yeah, we have to. We have to put that to an end now. And if you identify as a woman, and if I don't like how you vote, I'm going to identify you as a woman, and we'll help you avoid your suffrage as well.
I like that plan.
Very good.
You like that? That's pretty good. Yes. Right there. I just, right off the top of the dome right there, as they say. Straight off the top.
You know what's funny is some of the defense, I think Red Top kind of went this way. Some of the defense was, a bunch of men vote just as bad. And you're like,
you know what that sounds like?
That's,
you know what
not.
That sounds like to me?
What?
Liberal white woman.
Oh. LWO, guys.
Yeah. Ooh. Shot fired and I hit. That's the thing. One, you know what I'm saying? You can't hold that same view on both sides and then think you're the righteous one. You know, if they're going to use platitudes against us and then we turn around to try to, you know, seem like we're walking the center of the line and we use the same platitudes, that's ignorant. I mean, and you know, for the greatest generation, if some of those guys will start retiring or, you know, to those places, the homes and the fields that they retire to, you know, and give somebody else a chance, maybe we can make a turn. But you want to know what's wrong with the society now? The fact that women are educated and been to colleges, that's part of the problem. You want to know what the problem is? The education system. They put these views in there, radicalize people, or they get radicalized, or they see something, they get in an echo chamber where if you say this, you're good, and if you say this, you get ostracized. That's a problem. That's the problem. What you need is a good dose of reality. Let's play this out to a logical conclusion in your life. Make it count for you. Don't tell me how it's going to work out for me. You live the example. Mm. You see this. You start a business. You run this out. You make it make sense. And you know what? If you do and that's what you like, fine. Welcome to America. Leave me alone.
Right.
I don't have to participate in your daydreams so that you feel good about you. My job is not to make you feel good about you. My job is to provide for me and mine and to make sure everybody else at least has the opportunity. And I'm okay with that. Being fair is for losers. Fair is what you say, not fair is what you say when you don't try as hard, you didn't put in the effort, you know, that's not fair. He does better than me, he had more money. Yeah, but right. He was getting up when you wasn't getting up, he was doing what you didn't do, and he got where you wanted to go but didn't get because you didn't put in the work. And you know what? Mm. Sometimes life sucks, and even if you do all the right things, it may not work out. But you know what? You at least tried, and you ain't got nobody to blame.
Amen.
Ooh, Eric, I'm about to get fired.
That's good stuff,
up.
Man.
The dog with some wisdom. Do we have like a fire sound? Like an on
like
fire
crackling.
Hey,
crackling?
The table, y'all's table idea, I got one caveat for somebody making it. You have to make it where the table catches on fire. The table, when you turn it on, the whole table's on fire.
Don't burn all my papers, Eric.
We can do the imaginary fire like
it's
in...
It's already... You can put it inside a dumpster. How about that? Yeah. There you go.
There you were doing so well, and now you're just now it's a dumpster fire. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right, y'all. Adios.
See ya.
So you can do the Hunger Games fire, where her dress turned into flames,
but
it didn't
swirling,
actually.
Yes.
You know, so we kind of just need some lights to
make it look
make
like it's a fire.
Fire.
Some faux fire.
See, I was thinking he was saying we were on fire, like we were doing so good. Not that we
that
were...
That it was a dumpster fire. You know, he brought up the thing about... And you said the thing about the wolf's got to be at their door. And then I said the thing about, look, making... It just makes sense. Does this work? Does it not work? And Eric was saying they've got to experience it or whatever. It's kind of like that story, the one where, you know, they go to the college students and they say, hey, this class will be run... like a socialist country, or we're going to use socialism, you're all for socialism, and then you make the young ladies who study their butts off, because that's, you know, y'all are really good at studying, while the guys are like, I hate this crap, I'm waiting to the last minute, but y'all do, you know, do all the stuff, check the boxes, but we're going to take some of your points, where you made 100 on the exam, or 95 on the exam, and we're going to take some of your points and give it to the people who didn't do as well. So that everyone has a B or everyone has a C. And, you know, I always thought that was a very, very powerful story. And I always thought that would probably kind of convince people, oh, now I see how that works. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't think they get it.
I think they're so trained to see that as like you're giving, you're saving, you're... Right. I don't know. It's like they're brainwashed into thinking that that is just, that's just what you do. Mm-hmm. That's just what you do. I mean, people that are, let's see, what's another example of, like the lady that was mugged. What was the story?
Oh, where she didn't want the person to be prosecuted?
Yes.
No, she died and her family yes. didn't want the person to be prosecuted.
Okay, that's even worse. Yes. I thought she was just mugged. Okay, no, she died and her family was like, she wouldn't want him to be charged. Yes. And I think yes. because he was a black male, right. you know.
And then Law and Order did the story on it.
What the heck? Oh, did they?
Yes, yes.
That's literal insanity.
Mm-hmm.
And if those people continue to run and make decisions in our country, there really is no hope.
I remember speaking one time, and this is probably why I don't get to do that anymore, but I think I was still in the legislature, and I was invited to speak to a junior high class. And it was at the height of Obamacare being run out and, you know, universal health care is keep everybody safe, everybody healthy, the whole nine yards. And I want everybody to be healthy. I mean, you get it. And I hope that for them. So I go to this class, and I ask them if they're for universal health care. And I think every kid in the class, except maybe my own son, said yes. And so I went through this story I'd made up, and I said, okay, so, you know, that's fine. Maybe I go out today and start taking crystal meth and all this stuff, and I can tell the teacher that works. Let's not be talking about crystal meth and all that. But I, you know these right, kids right. know about this stuff. Yeah. And I said, look, I'm burning my body out. My teeth are falling out. I'm hurting my heart. I overdose. I've damaged my heart. And are all y'all okay with taking care of me? It's going to cost like $100,000 to save me. Are you okay with that? And every single one of them that said they were for universal health care said yes.
Mm.
And I said, okay, well, that's fine. You know, y'all, I appreciate y'all, and y'all are for universal health care. I mean, keep everybody safe, keep everybody healthy. It's all going to be great. And I said, I get out. Y'all saved my life. And they're all feeling good. You can tell they're smiling. They've answered the question correctly. They're good people.
Right.
And I said, and a few months later, I start doing it again. And, you know, the system's pretty much taxed. Y'all spent $100,000 on me last time. I'm in the hospital again. And by the way, we're broke. I need $100 from each of y'all now to help save me. One girl says, you did it to yourself.
Mm.
And I said, yeah, I did. But y'all are for universal health care. And look, it really doesn't matter what I did to myself. Y'all need to save me. I need $100. Who all is for giving me $100? Less than half the room is now for it. And I said, so y'all really aren't for universal health care. You're for personal responsibility. You're for me being responsible for myself. And look, I understand y'all are nice people. And all these things sound really good until you actually put them into the real world. And then you start having these caveats. And now you need a whole nother group of people to decide who's deserving and who's not. And if some people aren't deserving, you're not for universal health care. And they were just like, but these are junior high kids, and I can give them a pass mm-hmm. because they're, you know, for fairness. They have no concept of having. But when they get to be adults and they're working, at some point of in time, while they're driving somewhere or cutting the grass, if they know how to cut grass, mm-hmm. they should have contemplated. Hey, I don't know if this works. And then for some reason, and here's my other theory, I think television, social media, the internet has been able to fill every moment when we might have been quiet and contemplated things. We've filled our minds with activity. Mm-hmm. So there's no thinking about what if, what may be, whatever, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. they figured out how to keep us from ever questioning anything.
This is how little we think, because go back to that example. Where do those kids, or even adults, where do they think the money to expand Medicare comes from?
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to take it physically out of their pocket and hand it over to the hospital.
Right.
But don't they understand that's exactly what's happening, how they're paying for it in the first place? But I don't think people even...
You're right.
People that pay taxes.
It's a total disconnect.
And think about it. And then around the kitchen table, if you have any time, even if you have Sunday night pizza night, That's not really what people are talking about. It's probably what we were talking about because we're nerds.
Mm-hmm.
But it's what our parents and our grandparents talked about nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
Because life was hard and they had to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine if we didn't have the tax system we have and everything was kind of an on-demand system and everybody loves their phone and they got their phone out and it said, the notification came up, your bank account, we just removed $100 from your bank account because Joe needed whatever.
Yep.
And day one, you're like, that is so cool. I helped Joe.
She asked who you're sending money to. Oh, my gosh. Holy cow.
She listens, doesn't she?
Well, how about this? How about...
But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, well,
if every day it said, oh, we've got to do... Oh, yeah. 20 more dollars out because we have to fix the guardrail, you know, on the road. And you're like, well, why are we fixing the guardrail? Because...
The illegal alien just...
crashed into it with a car. And you're like,
or for a kid who just made a 100, but you need to give him a 50 because the other kid didn't get any points.
Ooh, that's a
right.
good...
And we can't fail him.
And we can't fail him.
Everybody got a ding. Ding. Mm-hmm. Ding.
Mm.
It'd be better than just sending them to some dark abyss and they just pay for everything for everybody. We got to take a break. Oh, Debbie will be up next. We'll be back.
You're dirty, sweet, and you're my girl.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed with approved credit. Ends 4/1/24.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Walking to Zaza Sears Italian is a feast for all the senses. With authentic Italian dishes, craft cocktails, every seat is the best seat in the house. Our new head chef, Chef Quentin, strives to ensure all our recipes are fresh and new. Join us for lunch Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. Dinner beginning at 5, 7 nights a week. Or Sunday brunch from 11 to 3. Visit ZazaSearsItalian.com to see our updated menu and hours. Zaza Sears Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
Don't trust your home's electrical safety to just anyone. Trustworthy Electric is celebrating 30 years as your trusted choice to handle every electrical problem safely, affordably, and quickly. Trustworthy Electric, 30 years of service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Hey, this is Ray Bowles of Proudville Carpet.
And since we've been advertising on Blue Water, our sales have increased dramatically. Blue Water has a large listening audience that is very faithful to their advertisers, and we greatly appreciate that. If you're thinking about advertising for your business, I would highly recommend Blue Water.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To write a psychology book or something. Mm-hmm. What do you think? We got it figured out?
I think so. Mm-hmm. Except for Debbie's going to tell us more about women in government.
This is going to be interesting.
Otherwise, we're working on all the things.
Debbie, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Oh, I appreciate you letting me put my two cents in. Thank you.
Absolutely. You can put a whole nickel's worth in if you want.
Oh, my. Thank you. I got it now. No, I was going to say, I am in my 60s. I have been around a bit. My mother was raised by her grandparents. So I have seen a huge change in the way females and males have been, relating to each other through the years. So let's go back to my mom's grandparents. Back then, the man ruled. The woman was the housekeeper. You know, it was very, very plain and clear that mm-hmm. the man was supposed to take care of his family, his wife, and he was the one that was the breadwinner, etc. Then it goes on to where my parents' age now. Again, it was still the man was supposed to take care of the kids and the household and be the breadwinner, and the wife took care of the house and the kids at home. Mm-hmm. No problem. It was very clear. Then you get into the 70s. I was just a young girl at the time. And, you know, the women's libbers were making everything different. Now the women were supposed to go out and work, or they were looked down upon. My mother mm-hmm. was one of those home, the caretakers at home. And she was very traditional. And it was very embarrassing to her to be that way, because everybody thought she should be part of what at that time was the bra burning sect of society that was telling all women that you're not worthy unless you can be just like a man.
Right.
Right.
Well, unfortunately, that's just not the truth. But what has happened is now men no longer believe they are the ones that have to take care of the home and the family by themselves, that they share the responsibility maybe, but they're no longer the ones that are supposed to be the breadwinners alone. Okay? So we
Does that take away their desire to be the knight in shining armor, the protector? It kind of takes that away.
It does, but now what also happens is in the back of women's minds, we still want to have that nice nest to live in.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
We want that security. And we want somebody to be there to back us up with our children in case we can't handle it alone. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of thing. So you have the men now thinking, well, women and men are equal. I don't have to be the only ones. You're going to have to do it, too. Women are now having, if they're single parents like I was, to do it all with no help. Mm. And they don't have that backup and that support anymore. It's gone.
That makes a lot of sense, actually, Debbie.
And so you've got these women, and they don't maybe realize what they're doing, but they're selling their freedom, their souls, for that security. And that's what this is all about in my mind. And hey, I know, I lived it. I was a single mom. There was about 2 years that I struggled going through college where I needed governmental help aid.
Right.
I needed food stamps. I needed rent that I could afford that they helped supplement, things of that nature. So I am well aware that that was a godsend to me when I needed it.
Right.
But I didn't stay that way. I couldn't have lived that way forever. It was barely enough to make it from one day to another.
Right.
And there was a lot of times I had to do without. So I don't think these women realize that if they get what they want, they're going to get a lot less than they had expected. They could have done a lot better without all that.
Well, let me ask you a question about this. I've seen a couple people write and talk recently about that women, American women, Western women have been sold a bill of goods. Mm-hmm. That society basically said, you don't need to have a family. You don't need to worry about your own children. The best thing you can do is get down here and work at the bank. Get down here and work at so-and-so. And it was all designed to bring more people into the workforce, to suppress wages. It's just like what we're doing with illegal immigration. Suppress wages so that we have more and more people working so we can pay them less. And and women made this trade, and then they're not better off than they were before.
No, they're not. And see, that's the lie. You know, here we are, we're thinking we're getting more, and we're actually getting a lot less. And that's the sad thing. So women, please pay attention to this. I mean, it's great to have equal rights. Yeah, I understand that. But you've got to realize where you're being taken advantage of. And I think that's what it boils down to, is we're being taken advantage of. Now men can go on scot-free and they don't have to worry. But now there's a double-edged sword. Men also don't have the same rights over their children. And I have a lot of family that have been hurt by that.
Yep. No, you're right. You're right about that. Thank you so much for the call. Great points.
That's good stuff. Debbie brings up a great point with, like, I was raised by a single mom for several years. She worked 3 jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't even have, I could go in a sob story, but we didn't even have heat in our home. And she just worked hard to provide. She made all my clothes. I mean, anyway, all that to say, there are times when women have to be the providers. There are times when there's no other option. There are times when women have to step up and do those things. But it should be the exception and not the rule. And I think that goes back to politics, too. Like, women will step into the arena if the men aren't. And you look in scripture. Mm-hmm. Yes, God called women. But most of the time it was because the men weren't doing their jobs.
Right. Or something terrible had already happened to the men.
Right. And so God, we're not saying that a woman can't have a job.
Right.
It's just that there is a role that God ordained, and life and civilization is better when you follow that in the family unit, which then transcends into government and all the other things.
I'll give you a good example. I didn't know that this happened, and y'all may know it, but someone told me, because they're in the daycare business, because you got to send these kids somewhere. Mm-hmm. Everybody's working. Somebody's got to raise these little kids. And they said that the policy was, when, you know, little Julie takes her first steps, you do not tell the mom. So that little Julie takes her first steps with mom.
Oh, my word.
Julie's already been taking her first steps at daycare.
Mm.
And I was like, holy moly. I didn't even think about that. But don't tell them. They're better off not knowing. We'll be back.
Is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage, plus tax, tag, title, and $9.95 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ernest.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam. I want you to start the new year off right by getting your vehicle checked from the top to the bottom. Now, that vehicle probably needs some new shoes on it. We're talking about tires here, of course. And the only place you need to go to get everything serviced, to get everything done in a very professional way by ASC-certified technicians and mechanics is Woodham Southside Firestone. They're easy to find right there on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass. For years, I was calculating the other day, it's 42 years that I've been going to Woodham Southside Firestone. And let me tell you something. If you want it fixed right the first time without having to go back and back and back again to your normal place, go to Woodham Southside Firestone. Matt and the gang will do a magnificent job. They're open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturday and Sunday. Woodham Southside Firestone, the only name you need to know.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
I work with unbelievable people. I feel like CBS News. I mean, the people I work with, they're like the platinum people of the industry.
Jill Schlesinger is the Emmy and Gracie Award-winning business analyst for CBS News. We talk about careers in journalism and significant mid-career shifts. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. When you call the professionals at Clark with plumbing needs, you can count on quality service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. For more information, visit clarkcomfort.com. Better call Clark, 277-2125. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been enjoying a string of pretty nice days this week, but we do have a late-week storm system on the way. Today, though, the warming trend continues, high 76 with a good bit of sun mixed in with some clouds. The nights are also starting to moderate. Tonight's low down to about 50. We'll be near 80 on Thursday with a good bit of sun. The risk of scattered showers and storms returning after midnight on Thursday night. Widespread rain and storms on Friday and periods of showers and storms over the weekend. Rainfall totals could be excessive. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CB&S Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
can, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819news.com. Hey, I'm here, Scott Beeson. The ladies of Liberty are here who have names. Dixie and Trixie. Oh, that's so funny. Should we go to Urbanite? Urbanite probably.
I don't know. You're in charge,
Urbanite,
Scott.
Probably understands women and the threat that they are to America.
I am actually very curious what Urbanite thinks about our statements today.
Urbanite, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Oh, man, I can't believe you put me out there like that. Now, see, I'm traumatized from this conversation. I feel like I've gone through some freaking time warp or something. I have no problem with powerful women, but I do have problems with women who won't make a decision as if they're going to be in the house, if they're going to be in the work world.
Hey, where do you want to go eat tonight? I said, where do you want to go eat tonight?
No.
You said you had a problem with women not making decisions, and I said, where do you want to go eat tonight? Because you know that decision's not coming. They just want you to tell them five places that they can say no to.
When I was a child, my grandma said to me, and I'll never forget this, I'm going to teach you how to cook, boy, so that you'll never worry about some heifer not feeding you.
Some heifer.
That's never been a problem for me. That's never been a problem for me because you know what? If I can't get my dinner, I can fix my own dinner.
That's right.
But so if you don't want to go to the restaurant I want to go to, hint, hint, I want to go to, then we probably will go Dutch tonight.
Hey, why did you say this conversation made you think you're in some sort of time warp?
It just feels like something we used to talk about in the 80s or something. It doesn't feel like one.
Yeah. Have you seen the stats, Urbanite, on how many Americans are on, you know, mental health drugs? How many people are committing suicide? How many women are saying they're absolutely unhappy, miserable, have no hope? I mean, we've done something to culture, so we got to figure it out.
And now how much of that is because the entity wants us to be in that situation?
I don't know. That's what we're trying to figure out.
Well, but how did they get us there? If they want to, that doesn't really matter. They're pushing the strategies to put us to that point. And how do they do that? They break down the family unit?
No, they're breaking some people. Yeah, they're breaking some people. Yeah, but here's the deal. How many of you have actual coping skills already? You know, we talked about this a long time ago about what are the things that you are telling your kids or teaching your kids? Mm-hmm. Like, I have a friend who has daughters, and every one of his daughters has studied karate. He calls them dating skills. These girls can do everything from ballet to a black belt. And so I can tell you, the guy that gets a hold of one of them is going to really mess up if he messes up.
That's fair.
And so, I mean, how many of us are actually preparing our kids for the world or preparing ourselves for the world, for that matter?
Well, we are probably not teaching our kids the lessons. We live in a pretty easy, soft society. It's not like, you know, we're out hoping we kill a rabbit this afternoon so somebody can have something to eat. And look, I'm as guilty as anybody. I didn't make my children, you know, do all the chores that I probably should have. I didn't make them do all the work I probably should have. And so I probably didn't fully prepare them for the tough rigors of the real world. I think I did better than some people, but probably not what I should have done.
And you mess up right there, Scott. See, you call them work and chores. Those aren't work and chores. That's you helping mommy and daddy out. You have to learn the language.
You're right.
You have to run the head game. You got to run the head game on the kids, man.
I got you.
Yeah, that's what my parents did to me. I was happy to mow the yard.
They did the Tom Sawyer on you. Painting this fence is the greatest thing ever. Don't you want to paint this fence?
And then when I learned better, I'll never get the last thing I was about to do when I got ready to go to college is they hired somebody and laughed about it.
Good deal. Thanks, Urbanite. We appreciate you, buddy. See ya.
This is a great segue, and we haven't talked about this, so I just...
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, these are always fun, aren't they?
Yes, I'm okay. So excited.
This was posted on Oak Mountain High School's Facebook page yesterday.
Ooh, it's even better.
Ready?
Ready.
Seniors, you have a special opportunity to learn more about what to expect after you graduate and to take the next steps. We'll be hosting Adulting Thursdays for our seniors during SOAR, which is what they call during the lunch break.
SOAR is now lunch. I mean, SOAR. Lunch is now SOAR.
It stands for things.
Yeah, it's like it's a whole hour break.
Because in the real world, you have an hour for lunch. Anyway. And so they can go take tests. They can eat lunch, take tests. They can eat lunch and go hang out with their friends. But they have a whole hour, and it's called SOAR. Scott.
Totally irrelevant to this discussion. I shouldn't have even said it.
I'm going to stick with lunch.
Okay, so during lunch, you can go to the Performing Arts Center.
Okay.
And learn adulting skills that will help you in the real world. Here are the topics for the next four weeks.
So this is what adults... Okay, so this is how you become an adult. Or these are adulting skills.
Yes, sir.
Is that really a word, adulting?
It is a word. It's adulting.
Adulting?
Scott.
I think it's a made-up word.
Life's too short to fold a fitted sheet with Miss Baker. Car maintenance.
I love Miss Baker.
With Coach Rogers and Coach Brown.
Yeah.
Everyday finances. Don't drink and drive, and how to handle being pulled over with Officer Gray and Officer Mitchell.
Pretty good.
If you're being,
I know all those people. What are some first reaction to the school hosting Adulting Thursdays?
I am intrigued by it, but I think they should teach economics, like literal economics, and how to manage money starting in the ninth grade. I think that these are things that we should be teaching our kids at home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love the drinking and driving part because that's making it
sounds
okay.
Sounds like you're going to do
Like you're going to do that, but if it gets them in there for the officers to go, are y'all serious? You're not going to do this. And then Molly Shaver, not going to say that anymore. Right. I didn't say that. but you... I'm intrigued. I'm glad they're having these classes, but I think these are things we should be talking about in our homes starting in like seventh grade, perhaps teaching about finances in the ninth grade, folding fitted sheets and whatever. I know the teacher who's doing that, and that's her area.
No, I'm with her on that.
I think that's
trying
great.
Trying to fold a fitted sheet is just throw it up almost.
Should we start earlier doing that?
Well,
should
Scott,
we do it at all?
I'm curious.
I'm not totally opposed to that. I didn't hear anything that sounded terrible other than the what to do if you get pulled over after your drink. I mean, you know.
First thing I thought of was
if you're going to get pulled over by the police, don't be having a rap song saying F the police. That's from a different comedy school.
Nobody else said in their brain, we are at the point where the school and the government are literally raising our children because
we can't teach our kids at home
how to balance a checkbook, which used to be just basic knowledge that parents would teach. We can't teach our kids how to fold clothes. We can't teach our kids how to check your tire pressure. I mean, the school is having to raise our kids.
Right.
And if you don't like the product they're putting out,
we can't raise our kids because both parents are working.
Bingo. It all goes back to exactly what we've talked about, where now we have to have Adulting Thursdays for seniors in high school.
Mm-hmm. Mom used to do that.
Yeah.
She did.
Mom's not there anymore.
Right. And I was talking to my teacher friends, and they said even at a young age, they're very engaged in parenting children before they can ever get to what they have to do.
So if you aren't willing to parent your kids...
Why are you having them?
And you're sending them to public school...
Oh.
Don't complain about the outcome, because they will parent your kids for you install all their worldviews. And they might not even tell them how to change a tire right. I don't know.
We'll take a break. We'll be back.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me.
for it to be 30 years and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got 3 floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
The Harriet 2 Riverboat has the perfect way to start your weekend each Friday with the Spring Dinner Cruise. Enjoy live entertainment as you dine on a delicious family-friendly dinner. Add your favorite beverage from the cash bar and dance the night away cruising the Alabama River. Get your family together and make it a family tradition. Boarding starts at 6:30 and cruise starts at 7. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 now at funinmontgomery.com.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah. Flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I know a couple of you want to weigh in before we get to the top of the hour. Let's go out to Kilroy. Kilroy, welcome to the program. I hope you are well.
Good morning, ladies of liberty and dudes of democracy. How are we doing?
Oh, I like that.
Very well.
You asked Urbanite what he was doing for dinner tonight. On Wednesdays, listeners down here go to Bomb Hours.
Very good. Very good. Yes.
I'd like to extend an invitation to you all and Urbanite as well and whoever else. I'm going there tonight to get some blazing habanero death sauce wings to clear out my sinus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that would be good.
We do need to go down there.
I could do some wings.
Soon. It's been
wings
a while.
Wings sound delicious, Scott.
And the other thing I have is I have another invitation I wanted to extend to Cam Ward and the Department of Pardons and Paroles, but it's not on topic, so I'll save that ominous invitation for later in the week.
You got it, buddy, because I want to hear it for sure. Thanks, yeah. Gilroy. Let's go to Robin, who wants to weigh in on modern women in government. Robin, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hey, I was really enjoying the show today, but I was in and out of the car, so I may have missed a few points.
Yeah, Robin, I'm just going to tell you, anything that was said that was probably offensive was said by the ladies. I'm just cute and cuddly.
Exactly. Okay. I was going to say, first of all, the last thing I heard was talking about what they're going to teach in that senior class, as far as that being a little late in the game to teach it. Yes, I agree with that completely. And I completely agree with the fact that it should have been taught at home.
Yes, ma'am.
All of those skills, plus a few more. But what really got me going was earlier in the show talking about how we got where we are now with society being so unhappy, women specifically being unhappy in their roles and things like
yes,
that.
Ma'am. Mm-hmm.
And one of the ladies said something about how women love to be in control. Absolutely. I mean, if you don't believe that, go all the way back to the Garden of Eden. Who did the serpent tempt and get to question authority? He got the woman to question authority, not a man. He didn't go
yes,
to
ma'am.
Adam with it. He went to Eve. But when we're talking about today's society, you've got to, one lady came on and said, well, I think it had to do with women's libs.
Okay.
And all the feminists that came out of that. But you really have to go back a little further. If you go back to the 30s and 40s when the government implemented welfare
mm-hmm.
and basically tried to show women or put women in the position to feel like men were obsolete.
Yep.
When the men, if they had a man in the family, they didn't get welfare. If they had a
right.
husband, a baby daddy, whatever, in the family, in the picture, they didn't get welfare. So they said, hey, get rid of the man and we're going to help you out. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the attitudes towards men these days from women has to do with the fact our own government has told us that they're obsolete, number one. But also, I mean, you look back to raising children and all that, the government, same thing. If they can get their own welfare, get the children into the schools under those same programs, it's all about getting rid of a family dynamic and making us workers, in my opinion. Women, children,
amen.
Men alike.
Yep.
Robin, that's a great point. You know, a lot of times on in conservative circles, we'll make the comments about how, well, look, government has decided to take the role of God. We don't need mm-hmm. God because we have government. And you telling that just a second ago kind of made me think it wasn't just God.
Mm-hmm.
We decided that government, we didn't need God and we didn't need men because we have mm-hmm. the government.
Yep.
Golly.
That's right.
Great points, Robin.
All
good.
Right. Thank you.
Totally agree. Thank you.
We appreciate you. Wow. That's pretty strong.
Well, there's one person that is going to keep listening.
You know what? That's great.
We're up to one.
Wow. That's good stuff.
It's just, look, I know these are things that people don't want to talk about. I get it.
You're not supposed to say these things.
But that's why it's Unfiltered Radio, and that's why it's different than any other show in the country. And
truth.
Look, I think people misunderstand. I want people to do whatever they want to do.
Right.
And what is best for them and their families, et cetera. But we need to question the narratives that we're told, that we've been given. They lie to us all the time. We know that now. So let's question everything they've told us.